Dear Chicago.
Sounds good.
Hot.
Drove to Chicago.
I don't know what it is.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
Wow.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
He is gorgeous.
What up, y'all? This is Roger.
Oh my God. Who is that?
Right. Some random.
No, go up.
In Bear Buzz.
Oh.
This is from Nasty Pigs.
Oh.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Ricky.
This is episode 529.
And you don't say your name at all?
I did. I said Roger way before you did.
Wait, I didn't hear it.
What up? This is Roger.
Oh, okay. So we're looking at pictures of people on Roger's Facebook, and someone from Nasty Pig is on there.
Nasty.
Do you have like Nasty Pig like products?
Gear? No, I want a hat. I do like the hats. I'm not a Nasty Pig at all. Don't get it twisted, boo. I will not shit on you. I will not piss on you.
Spit in your mouth.
And I will not fist you, although I have done that, but I will not do that.
You fisted people before? You got big hands.
Fisted one person, singular, not people.
How'd it go? Tell us about it.
So once upon a time when I was young and adventurous.
You know who loves a puppet show? Big Fatty. He could probably teach you how to do it.
Oh, he likes to be an anklet?
No, he likes to give the puppet shows.
Oh, he likes to be the puppet master.
Yeah, no, he's a puppet master.
That would never work.
He has a puppet master room.
Ew, that's so gross.
And I accidentally walked inside of a barefoot.
Oh. Y'all, he's missing a foot. Wait, I need to lower this down. Stretching.
Okay.
There we go. There we go. There. Don't get excited. As long as this is not touching this.
Don't touch anything. Isn't it crazy? It's kind of like, what's the game where you get on the spots and you have to like put your left hand here, right hand there, where you spin the color? Naked people.
Twister?
Twister. Yay!
Like Naked Twister?
It's like Twister. We can't touch anything. So we're like.
So what is today's date, Ricky La?
Today is
I think it's the 12th.
March 12th.
this next is week, real organized.
On March 19th.
We will have live. A live show.
Not a video podcast. So fuck, no one got to see you do that.
No.
And I really wish they could have.
We're gonna
be doing a live show
on the 19th. Yes,
with
together.
Roger. How do you feel?
Probably nervous. I will probably want to shit my brains out. That's
Are you
going to
throw up?
No. God, no.
No?
I'm a veteran.
At throwing up?
That's why I'm so thin. And my teeth look beautiful.
Ding!
Right.
So, yeah, we'll be doing a live show. It's going to be actually the first one for us in a long... for the show since October or November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a long,
long time.
Oh,
that's bad.
People are going to be excited. I hope a lot of people are there so they can like break you in, ask you questions.
Totes.
Totes my goats.
Speaking of questions, I think there's a couple of people we need to send shout outs on Twitter. Twitter, Terry W at BadWolfE81 said... on March 6th, said, respect la chair, or she will TK dot 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 KT your ass out, smiley face. Letters are so hard. Love you, boys, and the show. You crack me up. Thanks, Terry W.
Yes. Speaking of Twitter, we got some direct messages from Joe and Dallas.
Joe, my brother Joe, you are a dirty fucking bird.
But I love the videos he sends us.
Came everywhere. All over my face. Licked it.
Oh, I didn't see all that. I didn't watch all of it.
Wait, me or the videos?
I saw the one where the dude was like tied up and hung from the ceiling and like he was like and jerked
tickled?
Off for an hour or
Oh
something.
My God. That is my worst nightmare.
To be tickled? Like tied up and tickled?
And then like he couldn't see.
Yeah.
Oh god, that would tear me inside.
And they were like getting him so close he would almost start crying because he couldn't come.
Like, and he was like, oh. That was a hot video. I like skipped it. So like when started off in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is kind of boring. And then I got in the middle, I was like, oh, this is
although
kind of
I
fun.
Do like the knot system they had on his outfit, his rope outfit. That was kind of nice. How they had him all tied up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it
was like rope. Like,
yeah. That's
that was
hot.
Kinda hot. I want that for a Halloween costume. That's a lot of rope, though, for me.
It's a lot of.
So what was the other one? I didn't watch the other one.
Well, there were a bunch of other
ones. The other one, you said, wow, that guy moans a lot.
Or oh, yeah, his money was like, oh!
Back away. Back away.
Modulation.
Yeah. How was he again now?
Oh! Ah!
Been there.
Very strange.
Been there.
Oh. With someone or you?
No, not me. I've, like...
I don't
have you ever been with a person that was like, oh,
they do that vibrato,
you know, just like, shut up, like,
get to the point,
right? Get it over with because no one wants to hear that.
I just thought I don't want to go to Target.
Oh, why?
Sorry, I'm just really tired.
Killed by soccer moms.
Wait, okay, so who's weird?
What?
Okay, Dennis J.
Mm-hmm. Long time listener, big fan.
Random sex. That was his tweet.
Oh, did you see the? But did I ask or did we ask him a question or anything? What does it say on top? Make sure to
listen to episode 525. The show is full of random, and then he said random sex. So that was his response to that. I'm just kind of going because we didn't really mention anything. Mm-hmm. RC Martinez, what up? Am I going to be in attendance for Bear Pride 19 this May? Hell to the motherfucking no. It's All About Me podcast. The Housewives. Yes, they are still on air. Quipping the douche. Love you. Lala 409 in your coffee. My commute yesterday was funny. Both funny and inappropriate. Thanks for making it easier. I did have to turn it down when I got close to the school because I was paranoid and kids were outside. LOL. I think one of you said the word penis as I was pulling into the parking lot. I love this. I love the fact that she put penis and then pulling.
Right. Oh, we love a penis pull.
Into.
Or a pulling penis.
Or a pulling penis into. Right. I mean, I just thought that was funny. Great use of words. I don't think she noticed that. Or he noticed that. I don't know if it's a female or male.
Female.
Okay. thank you for the tweet. Let's see.
Did we talk about Seder 69, what he said to you?
Yeah.
On the last show? Did we say that?
Okay, I mean, who? This is from a complaining who? Podcaster listener. Dear at Foul Monkeys, is Roger on Twitter so that I can berate him for eating on the show? Wah, wah. No.
You are La not on chair. Twitter to be berated.
I am on Twitter and I will.
Your answer is no. La chair.
Right. My answer is La chair. Enough said. This is like, what is this? My sixth show? Seventh, maybe?
No. Third.
Damn.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Because that one day we recorded just the whole day.
Yeah.
And then split it up. I do not eat all the time on the show. Thank you very much.
Not all the time.
It was once.
Right. It'll happen again. You know what I really want right now? It's a cock. Swiss roll.
Cock.
Love a Swiss roll.
Oh, I want cock.
But you want that guy's cock that was in the window.
I do. Actually, I don't know. Cause I don't think he was that big.
He had a towel on. How did you know?
I could tell by their face. And he's not going to age very well.
What?
Yeah,
you can tell cock size by people's face.
I have this telepathetic thing.
How does it
thing?
Work? Telepathetic? Telepathetic.
Right. You know, I could feel the weather.
It's 60% chance that it's already raining. Speaking.
Reunion.
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I don't know what
are they going to do? Like, I didn't read the whole thing.
I don't know. Well, I just saw
Reunion and your pussy thing. Was wet.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Premature.
And as adults, I would love to see how they treat each other.
God. Yeah, amazing.
Which is really every kind of gay relationship. How they were treating each other is how gay guys treat each other.
Oh, totally. Which is a good thing, I guess. Let's finish with this. Okay. Scott McHugh. No, I only ate once. And yes, I do have a Twitter handle that I will not be giving out. Thank you.
Moose P said, loving the new co-host. Glad the podcast is back. Missed it a lot.
I know. Thank you, Moose P. That's a weird word, but weird name. It's cool.
Moose P?
Yeah. Moose P. Is it like wispy? Like Mariah Carey when she walks around with that wispy hair, right, and that fan blowing?
With her blower. We still haven't talked about knitting.
What would you like to talk about?
We're going to knit sweaters for penguins.
Yeah. And then I was telling Ricky that
we're not going to knit sweaters.
No, wait. Okay. So chick on Chick-fil-A. That's a good play on words. Oh, she wanted to see
he looked you up.
Right.
And he was like, direct message me. He was like, fire him.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. I thought my face was looking beat to death, girl. Beat to death. Thank Johanna Eckerman for following us. You got a shout out. Yo, yo, yo.
What? I don't think that's a real person. I think it's a...
Oh, it's a fake me out? No, it's real.
Is she real?
In Michigan. What up, yo?
Oh, hey, Johanna.
She's just a hardworking woman. What? Protecting her family and loving life.
Oh, snap.
Damn. Still learning. Always growing. Feeling real blessed.
Oh, my God. Can we read everyone's Twitter profile, please?
Oh, my God. Let's do
like
that. Wait, is she Asian? Wait, hold on. Let's see if she's... Oh, my God. I love the fact that I read her name all ghetto-like, and then she's Asian.
Well, there could be ghetto Asians.
Oh, I've seen ghetto Asians.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Jiggly Caliente. Hello.
She was Asian?
Yeah, she's Filipino.
She was Puerto Rican.
No, she's Filipino. Well, Pacific Islander. She's not really Asian.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
Johanna Eckerman, we love you. Thank you for following us.
What?
With your hard-working ass. I bet you she's got a nice ass.
Probably so, because it's hardworking.
Right. You know, and she's always protecting her family. I hope she's not a prostitute.
Or if she is, then she enjoys it. That would suck.
Are you a stripper? Oh, my God. Are you a stripper?
Johanna, are you a stripper? We need to know.
Miss Ackerman,
are you a stripper?
Will you strip for us? Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
Will you come strip on our boom mic stands?
I need you to stand to the left of me, to the right of Ricky, and just strip.
Just...
It's not going to do a goddamn thing for us.
Grab the pole with the lip, with a ass.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be awesome if she can slap the pole with her pussy lips? Like,
I don't. That's. Stop. Too far. Melinda Marissa Miranda.
Foul.
Is disgusted right now.
I know. MMM. I love my triple. Ooh, is this
Oh my God.
Husband?
You have to go
She's
to
so
Vegas.
Cute. Is that her mom? Happy birthday, mom. Cheers to you up there.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if that's your mother, your mother's pretty. But whoever's that white boy standing next to you in that picture, is that your husband? I suppose.
You have to come to Vegas to meet Melissa Miranda. Melinda Marissa Miranda.
She fucked up your name.
Like, everyone fucks up her name. I know. But she's my spirit mom. And I'm her spirit son.
She's a soul mom?
Yeah. She's awesome. And she's just, I have to tell you her job.
Later, okay. So
she'll love it.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Wait. And so what did you tell that guy that was looking for me? Chick on Chick-fil-A.
I said, look up Roger. Uh-huh. And then he said, never mind. No. <Nah.
laughs> So mean.
Oh. We have a voice.
Why is this picture still up here? God damn it. Erase them.
No, that's because of the show. That's the album art.
Erase them.
Oh, I just haven't taken all that.
I want this show stripped of everything.
Calm down, girl.
down to the calm.
We're going to play a phone call.
Oh, let's play a phone call. Wait.
Phone call.
Did you have it up?
Play a phone call. Almost. I just have to hit play message.
Okay, do that then. We'll talk about Lauren's message. La la Lauren.
Happy birthday to you.
I wonder who these retards are.
We don't use the R word.
I'm sorry. Riri's.
Oh, I love the cheers.
What happened?
That's it. That's all the message.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yeah. That's all of it. It's at the end, see?
Oh my god, that's so fucked up because we left you a long ass message.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's so messed up.
What? Well, what did the rest of the message say?
No. Well, that now Jules is going to be upset.
Re-record it.
Oh, maybe we will. No, we just said Jules was like, "Hey, first time, long time follower, first time caller."
No,
long
time listener, first time caller.
Yes,
everyone says that, so that's not original.
I know, but she was just sending, telling her, "Yeah,
thank you for the birthday wishes, Jules." Well, she I get to meet you. Jules one day.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I mean, is that allowed? Meeting your friends.
Yeah, my work wife. Your yes. Work oh, wife? By the way, I just have to make a
was
note.
There an issue?
Up Smurf did letters.
Oh,
she was not happy. She was like, "Oh,
oh, really?"
She's like, "Oh, so your work wife?" I mean, I like the way that Ricky was like, "Oh, so that's your work wife? What is it, Smurf letters?"
Right.
And I was and just like, "No." When you asked me, like, "Is she? Your, is she not your work wife?" I was like, "No." She was like, "Oh, oh real, just real, like, quick. Real quick, like that." No, it wasn't even a no.
And you work with her, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so she was not happy. She's like,
"What
oh,
if
I'm
getting the cat?"
So,
over you?
So Smurfetters, if you're listening, which I know you will be, you're my lover. Lover.
You're she. You're she's your sad side ride. She's your saddlebag.
Am I riding her sideways?
Yes. Yeah. God, you're so smart.
That was smart. Yeah, she was not happy.
We got some. Let's see, we got some messages from
just for
oh it's so one? Funny. Yeah, hold on. You talk and I gotta answer Joe and Dallas.
Okay, so no, I just told her that, you know, Smurfetters needs to understand that I met Jules first, so that's why she's my
that's
work
really
wifey.
No excuse.
I know,
Smurfetters, I feel your pain, girl. I have been there. And you know what it's best to do? It's just
cut a bitch.
Stop talking to them and only pay attention to me.
Do it.
Was that a threat for her?
Huh?
Was that a threat for her?
No.
Do it. Or me. Smurf Fetters, he just does not care to get rid of you. He's like, whatever.
Oh my God, that is so not true. Quit feeding that to her because then she's going to be like,
oh. And Jules, you should hear the things he says about you.
Jules knows. I've told her half of it. I want to also send out a shot to her dog, Big Bert. He listens.
No, he does not listen.
He does.
Oh, woo, woo.
That's what he says when I come on.
Sounds like his L.
No, that's like, mm-mm.
So Roger thinks I'm mean because when I... Ivy has a voice and Izelle has a voice. So when they're talking to us, Ivy's like, "I'm a princess. I get everything. Look at my tits." That's Ivy. Izelle is, "I'm a princess. I love me. Look at my tits." Because she's deaf. And totally Roger thinks it's mean. So mean. Izelle doesn't know she's deaf. She doesn't realize that other dogs can hear.
I know.
She has no idea.
I know.
You're breathing really heavy.
No, it's my blowing. God, girl.
Do you think I'm Mariah?
Mint.
Oh. I'm drinking the fucking tea you got me. So that, you know, get it together. Joe and Dallas says he has some questions, but we're like almost 20 minutes into the show. We're almost done with this.
Oh, just put it on. But on the questions, it's okay if we go over a little.
Or we could just use them for next time.
Sure.
Because, I mean, it's hard recording on Sundays and Wednesdays. So hard.
So fucking hard. Real hard.
Oh, my God. So remember the live show. We got to do that. You know, let's have a... hand me that book over there, the conversation piece. Maybe we can do a question from here and answer.
Wait. La La Lauren gave us a question.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yelling in my ear.
Yeah. That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. She said, "What is one thing you really realistically wish you could have, but you will probably never ever have?" That's sad. That's a sad question. A man. There, I said it.
You're hilarious. an orgasm.
Oh. God, can you imagine that?
A like, life without an orgasm, just going and going and going. And
never getting
to actually, I did experience that when I was younger, when I was on antidepressants.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, my
God. Like, I'm telling you, whack-a-mole for 4 hours.
And you're just like...
And nothing happens. And you're just like...
Wait, did you come? Or did you...
No.
So you never came.
Right.
Oh, you can never you reach just
walking
point.
Around with bull balls. Bull balls. Bull balls. Can't you see?
The moose knuckle?
Yeah.
Bam. Girl, she...
It has its own microphone.
boom mic.
Boom.
Mic. Boom. I don't know. That's kind of a hard question because I want a lot of things that I know I won't ever have. But I probably won't ever
go on a ship.
I've been on ships, but
I thought you didn't like large bodies of water.
I don't, and you should see the fucking sheer terror I have on my face. I don't know. I probably feel like I would never have millions
of.
Lovers.
Oh.
No dollars. Well,
if you can't get one man, you cannot have millions of lovers. Sorry.
I've come close. I'm about one or two off. No, I feel like I would never have like that kind of money. I will never have that kind of money. And no. The only reason I would want that money is because I would actually want to help people. Like I'd open foundations. God, and...
you could make us a studio.
That we could studio. Record
in. A studio.
We
could buy the firehouse over there, and one room where the pole is could be the studio. What? And we could come get Johanna over to strip on the pole for us.
I hope Johanna will be listening.
I hope she's a real listener and just not a bot.
Right.
Can you let us know if you're real or not, Johanna?
Send in a question.
Or just tweet us back on Twitter.
Tweet. Maybe we should tweet her. She's following us, so she would get a message, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we'd be like,
listen to Wednesday's show
while we were in the studio.
And answer us.
Answer us.
So should we do a question from this conversation piece book?
You didn't answer the fucking question La La Lauren said. Asked.
Oh, I don't have anything. I have everything that I need.
Oh, she tried to upstage me with the whole boyfriend comment.
Let's see here. what is one thing you really realistically wish you could have, but you probably
never ever have?
Probably like a talent, like an artistic talent, like musician or an artist or, you know, something like that. I would love to be able
first
to
paint. Of all, there's a couple paintings you have in your house that I know you painted, and those are pretty good.
There's one, and it's called the Ricasso.
And it's
and Lauren bathroom. Was with me
and it's in the bathroom.
Look, it was one of those paintings that you do like when you go drink wine and you paint at the same time. I was with Lauren. How about Lauren is so like such an artist. She was like, I'm not doing that picture, I'm doing my own. And she drew like this fabulous picture and here I am like, I think it's a sailboat.
It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. You didn't paint the rainbow, that's way too high.
No, that's my friend Gigi's.
That's really high. You just lower it.
The light thing's right there. So I can't lower it anymore. No. And how am I going to turn the lights on and off? No.
Oh, God. She's such a
hoe. It's fine where it is. Why are you being judgmental?
It's really high. It's like...
You know what? Slow your roll. No one asked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like this attitude?
I love you the painting. You want more of
it? Oh, yeah, that's bring, what
it. I bring it. Bring it.
Bring it. So you want to do a question from here? Do we have something else from Facebook?
Wait, let me check Evernote. Joe from Jealous Tangels. No, I think we covered everything for the week. Oh, e-cigs and what do we think about them?
Who?
E-cigs.
Ugh. Disgusting.
And go.
I hate those things. I don't care if it doesn't have tobacco or whatever the shit is in it. It's disgusting. Don't blow it in my face. No, you cannot go into a bar with one and stop it. They're gross. Just like cigarettes.
So, okay. Yeah, I'm a little indifferent about it. Only because first of all, they don't stink like cigarettes, I don't think. And they don't permeate in your clothing, which is a nice thing. However, I know in a lot of places it's being banned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why. It literally evaporates when it goes in the air.
It's disgusting.
But why is it disgusting?
Having you addicted.
Why is it disgusting?
Because it looks like a cigarette. And it makes you look like an asshole.
So just that evokes that feeling in you?
Yes, and I still think they stink.
Okay.
Because I can still smell it.
From a former smoker, they don't smell like cigarettes. However, I do understand that some people don't like them. And I think anything to keep us healthier. So if that means that we can't smoke in the... Why are you laughing? Because I got real serious, didn't I?
Anything that keeps us healthier. I can tell you, you're not supposed to have that in your body. So that's not healthy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Just like a Cheeto. Although I eat the fuck out of them.
Or the gyro omelet that I ate this morning.
That one was huge.
It was so good. It's so good.
Y'all, I am so country that I was like, could I taste the sausage gravy before you bring it to me? He did. Then it was like,
we got it. He tasted it and he's like, it's okay. And I'm like, it doesn't have any salt.
It needed salt so bad.
But it needed to be like, it was like
cooked
in that,
it though. Like, just not add salt. Like, they need to cook it with salt.
Right, right. Because I felt like this one was not like the last one where it was like, that was gravy because they used the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Where this one was like, oh, let's just throw a little cream, a little sausage, and cook it that way.
And you could taste the flour more in it.
Yeah.
Like, I do agree with that. Well, it's not interested.
Okay, so go with your last question because we got...
Wow. Like, this is fast.
Yeah. Send us your questions.
Sometimes whistles blow to warn us or get our attention. When would you most like to have a whistle blow to alert you?
Oh, that's good.
Can we have multiple ones or just one time?
Well, definitely if I'm going to get killed.
Killed. Yes.
Like the whistle. Like right before I'm about to get murdered.
Right.
I want that.
No, not like right before. You need to know like at least 40 seconds.
Well, you know what I mean.
So you can run.
Like that. Like, oh shit, I'm going to get killed.
If I was single, I would say a whistle right before the person I was with was going to come. Because sometimes you have like those ghost comers that are like, they have no feeling or whatever. And they're just like, come. Yeah, they're just like, there's no warning. I'm like,
oh, that kind.
You're like just like,
oh, god damn, you could have at least warned a motherfucker.
Right. Need a whistle.
You're a cum bucket, so what difference is
that? You know what? Cum bucket's like respect, too.
I can't even... Every time I say that, I just want to go home and sleep. It's like, oops.
Let's share. Let's share.
Respect. Let's share. Anyway,
what would you? Was that the only time?
I think that anytime something bad was gonna happen to me.
Yeah, I need. Oh God.
Oh,
what?
That was weird. Evernote signed me out.
It locked out?
Yeah.
I would say every time something's about to happen to my car, like someone's going to hit it. But I need like 3 minutes advance so I can go out and watch it happen. Right. So I can fucking kill someone. Assholes. I don't think I talked about this, but we were parked on the street during like the second big fucking winter storm we had.
Uh-huh.
And someone hit our car and did not leave a note. And there's this huge gash in the bumper.
That sucks.
Fucking assholes.
I'm so afraid.
And we're still waiting for our money from a year to the day of the accident we had last year.
Ooh.
We're waiting for our money for that.
You need to get that. Follow up on that.
Oh, we have been. And it's still in the court system, they said. What the fuck?
In the court?
People
or the
pay
court?
Billions of dollars.
Billions.
For insurance. And you're telling me you can't give us our deductible back? Assholes.
They will drag it out.
All right, so
one more.
It doesn't look like Joe and Dallas is going to get back to us in time, so we'll save his questions for next Sunday.
One more question before we go out.
Okay, from the book.
Sure. We can manage a little 5 minutes. We were short on the last show. I think we shorted our people. We usually go for 1 hour 15, stupid stingy bitch.
Here's a good one for you.
Oh shit.
Assume
now.
Oh. Ow. Assume that cars don't exist.
Okay. Oh shit.
You must travel everywhere on public transportation.
Ew.
What special feature would you want the public transportation to have?
Individual, like, boxed car seats. Where you could plug your own air freshener. It's like, oh, yeah, I rented that one. Thank you. My own oxygen.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be so nice.
I bet they have that somewhere else, like in another country.
Japan.
Yeah.
I think Japan, you know them Japanese people, they fucking...
Their trains run on, like, magnets and shit. They don't even use, like, coal and all that stuff. Mm. They're smart.
Real smart.
Wish I had their skills, their math skills. I would say...
I wish I had a Japanese.
I wish they would have a self-cleaning system. Just like when somebody got up. You know how like in some places they have like
oh my
a
God,
self-cleaning
like
bathroom?
Like, no, I'm clean, I'm clean.
Not that dramatic. But like when the person gets out and closes the door, if it was his own car, right?
It was like whoosh!
Yeah, it just like fumigates the shit out
like
of everything.
Steam, like kill that bacteria.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
One more?
No, we're good. We're a little bit past. So.
That's funny.
So are you, let's go. You want to go?
I suppose.
All right. This is Ricky. Give us a call at 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can tweet us with the handle @foulmonkeys. Go.
And,
oh shit, I was supposed to read the iTunes review. Could you please finish?
Yeah, and then you can Facebook us at facebook.com/ foul monkeys. And then leave us a review on iTunes and we will forget about it throughout the entire show and then read it at the very last minute.
They know how this show do.
You know, because we're getting paid millions again. Just want to remind everyone. Free. Oh, God.
We didn't talk about fucking Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my God. Real quick. We can talk about it.
We have to go over. We have to talk about
this. It's fine. You're going to get you this week. You're going to get a special treat and you're going to get like a 2 45-minute shows. Bad. And I don't care. I don't care. I could talk all day. Talk all day.
He literally
can talk all day.
Can talk all fucking day.
All day.
So before we talk about Lindsay Lohan, let's read this iTunes review. I want to say thank you to Ian for putting this post.
Thanks, Ian.
Tardy for the party.
Wait. What Ian? Isn't there another Ian that we...
The one in Vegas.
What's his... Is he on Twitter?
I
feel like we talked about him, didn't we?
Either on Twitter or... Yeah, we did talk about him.
Okay.
But I didn't read his review.
I feel like he's cute. I feel like we saw his face.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
This is an awesome podcast. Listening to these guys talk is like hanging out with friends, not to mention that they are a great bunch of guys to chat with as well. If you're so inclined, keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you,
this
Ian.
This was before you were on, so don't.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. I can't remember what his... No, he was in a Picasso.
Thank you
like...
very much.
Yeah.
So,
Beautiful from far, but far from beautiful. That's mean.
That's mean.
Ian, I love you.
You know what else is mean?
Your
is
face?
Us hating on Lindsay Lohan. But are we really going to hate on her?
No, we're not going to hate on her. I
Because we love her, right?
We love her.
So we give us the scoop.
Okay, so today... No, I'm sorry, Sunday.
last Sunday.
Let's get it together. Sunday, March 9th, the day that... The entire world decided to fuck us over by taking away an hour of our sleep. Anyway, so apparently Lindsay Lohan was being followed by Oprah's
own
TVs
network.
Yes. Or cameras, I should say. And she's being filmed for a docuseries, aka they're following her ass because it's a reality show.
There's like 8 episodes or something, right?
Yes, it is a documentary, but it's just split in eight episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it follows Lindsay Lohan's recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think it's probably like the first maybe months or so of her recovery.
Mm-hmm. This is after she's been out of rehab.
This is after the... So it started, I think, right after her interview with Oprah.
Okay.
But it was a mess. As you can see with the trailer, mess.
Oprah had to get bitchy. She said a curse word.
She said, quit the bullshit.
Right.
Like, straight up looked in her face and said, quit the bullshit.
I will take these cameras out and we will drop you.
Done. And Lindsay Lohan, for a quick second, if you watch the trailer, she was like, no, I want to do this.
Right.
She thought she was like, bitch was like, all she saw was, I will be blacklisted.
Right.
That's what ran through her. That reunion would never happen.
Right. I kind of feel sorry for Lindsay Lohan because I think people really give her a bad rap. Like, I think she legitimately has problems and she just had a lot of bad luck.
My opinion about Lindsay Lohan is I think that she is a very talented actress. I think that she has the potential to be she is a big name, and it's not a big name for the right reasons at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she does have the ability to have a really, really good name in the industry. She has a talent.
She had a good name. And then she lost it.
I think that first of all, she has an addiction problem, obviously,
mm-hmm.
which is horrible. But also,
like when you're addicted to cock, like you, yeah. That's like horrible.
That's not a problem.
Oh,
addicted to McDonald's is a problem.
Yeah,
maybe. No, I think that she also is her parents.
They're bad parents.
I mean, Orange Oprah, she needs to stay away from her daughter. Like, right. You need to just stay far away from her. You are a horrible influence. I don't understand why parents want to party with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that there's this whole friendship.
Why did you say Orange Oprah?
Because she wanted to be like Oprah. That was a thing with her mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she's kind of orange. So
she's very orange.
Yeah. So she want people like, I want to be like Oprah.
Dina is her name.
Dina.
And her dad's the worst too.
They're both horrible people. This is the same thing that's going on with Justin Bieber.
Well, he's an awful person too.
Le Bieber. He is partying with his dad, and his dad is only 39, so it's not, I mean, like, they're young,
like us.
Yeah, very young, like us. I mean, we're Bieber's age,
right?
12,
right?
But we sound really old,
right?
Kind of
37.
Right. Damn it. Anyways, 35. Just had a point there.
Always gotta be better.
Well,
TV, not a video podcast.
So anyway, I just don't understand why parents do that. I think that's been a huge problem of Lindsay. Is that
she said she feels like a trapped or a slave. What did she say she felt like? A prisoner.
That's another thing. Like, she just needs to stop. That's, I think that's the reason why I was kind of like, oh, you know, shit is real when she starts swearing. When Oprah starts swearing, like, you getting that real talk. Like, right. We are girlfriends. We've known each other for years. I'm telling you, quit the bullshit.
Right.
I know some people were harping on Oprah because it's like, what does she do? Like, a lot of people don't like Oprah because they think she's, she's just
too much
of herself. Like, she just, you know, get over yourself, you know? But I think that she genuinely does care for Lindsay. And I think she's gotten to know her in such a way that most people don't get to know her. So she sees a potential,
mm-hmm.
like I do.
Wow.
And
you're so close.
I know. Yeah.
Should you really be talking about this then?
I mean, it's a writer. But I'm choosing to go over that.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not attacking her. So I think that she just needs to really have positive people and, you know, in her direction, in her mm-hmm. corner, like, support her. And she doesn't right now.
So we should definitely watch that and critique it, right?
Yes, it's going to be on tonight.
It was last
Not tonight,
Sunday.
I'm sorry, today's Wednesday. Sunday, the 9th of March. I think it's on at, like, 9.
Yeah. You're going to have so much to watch. Looking I Lindsay know. Lohan, or it's just called Lindsay.
Lindsay. It's like a little Lindsay.
No. So it should be good. Is it 30 minutes or an hour?
I don't. I hope it's an hour.
Do you have TiVo?
I have DVR, yes.
So we could not do commercials, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to record all of them and then watch them all at one time.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
We can watch them together.
Yeah. Because I think that'll make a lot more sense.
But then what if people are talking? It's going to be old by the time we talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
It won't be in. It won't be the hip thing to talk about.
Well, fuck everybody. Maybe I'll watch them and then we can watch them together and we like make sense of it. Because I need you to get cable. I need you to.
Why
do
can't
something.
I just come over?
Oh, no, yeah, you can come over. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying you like.
Can you come pick me up and then bring me home?
No, you're only four stops away. Four blocks. Yeah. According to you. Four stops. No, five. I'm sorry. Five blocks away. Walk from your magical white land over here. Right. That's mansions into my hood.
The magic white lands on the next
Ricky and Roger show.
All right, we gotta go.
Yeah, so
but we're gonna watch treats. Lindsay.
Yeah, and then tonight is the Real Housewives of Atlanta
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. God damn, why do I keep thinking it's Sunday?
Why do you keep saying that? Because you're an idiota.
Oh wait, I do. What? Oh, what happened on Real Housewives, Ricky?
Oh, I don't watch, so.
Anyway, all right. We will catch you guys up on that next week.
Yes, 863-666-0377.
Twitter, FoulMonkeys. That's our handle.
Email us at FoulMonkeys@gmail.com.
And Facebook is at facebook.com/FoulMonkeys. Oh, and one more thing. Next week, you're going to get two shows.
Long shows.
A live and a non-live.
No, next week's not live. Not this one. Not today. Next Wednesday.
That's
you're
what I said.
Next.
Sorry. Gosh, she's so stupid.
Oh my God. We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.